Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
My precious audience, God is primarily in the business of expanding the reign of His kingdom and conquering Satan. Make no mistake about it. God desires to use you and me and our pastors and our Christian leaders to expand His kingdom. And of course, we know from Ephesians 6 that we fight not against flesh and blood. We don't fight against humans, but against Satan and his spiritual forces of evil. It is exciting that God is inviting you and me to join him in his battle against Satan, to set people free from his captivity. Yes, and I am emphasizing you and me. I am talking to average Christians that working Monday to Friday, or maybe even the weekend. I am not talking only to pastors, even though they are included. But remember, our pastors are busy doing so many wonderful things and teaching the Bible and, you know, so many things. So we need to do our part in helping our fellowship, Christ Church, and helping our pastors to do the work that God desires to be done. Because we know by God's Spirit and grace, we labor to break down the strongholds of God's enemies. We must press forward as average Christians and as fellowships. Missions is still an act of faith and obedience. Remember, don't rely only on your pastor or the leaders in your church, because God might use you to do something that they are unable to do because they are doing many other good things. I want to pay your attention that the task of identifying and penetrating the remaining unreached people groups still lies before us. However, the good news is we are within range of penetrating every people group on earth with the light of the gospel. It's exciting. We're getting closer. And I want to remind you of some of the wonderful words Apostle Paul said, Romans 15. My ambition has always been, Apostle Paul said, to preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard, rather than where a church has already been started by someone else. I love it. Unreached people groups was on the heart of our wonderful Apostle Paul. Who are the unreached people groups, huh? They are those groups that have only few Christians who are unable to substantially spread the gospel. Okay? We desperately need the person and the power of the Holy Spirit, for sure, to be able to establish a church movement within each unreached people group. And when we do that, when we establish a church movement within a people group, that is called messiological breakthrough. Exciting messiological breakthrough. Now, people groups, I want to make the picture more clear. They can be Afghani people who live in Fremont, California, if they don't have an Afghani church among them. I want you to see the picture clearly. God wants us to evangelize every ethnic group that does not have a viable church among them. Okay. Now, you might wonder, how can God use me? Well, the sky is the limit. Of course, you are going to walk with God by faith in obedience. Wait for God to speak to you how he desires to use you. God can use your technical skills, financial support. You know, we always pray that God will send our ministry, American Christians, that can help our ministry share Jesus effectively with unreached Muslim people groups. Well, the evangelical leaders and pastors in America, I want you to know that, receive billions, trillions of dollars in donations. They have technology, manpower, they have everything they need. And the task of the remaining unfinished, I mean the remaining unfinished task of reaching all the unreached people groups is small when you compare it with the rich resources God gave to his church in America today. So what are you saying, Sammy? I am saying we need to realize, feel the urgency, become aware of what's happening in our world, have a vision, resolve, obedience to Christ. We need to serve together today for the sake of the kingdom of God, not just focusing on our own small ministry and not focusing on our comfort, business as usual, but we need to find out what God wants us to do and join forces and serve together for the sake, not the sake of our own ministries, but for the sake of expanding the kingdom of God. Why? Because this is a great commission. I know you know that, but I have to remind you what Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Not only in America, not only in Europe, but in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Surely I am always with you to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, the word that Jesus used for all nations means all ethnicities, all languages. Jesus gives us confidence that the task of world evangelization will eventually be completed. We know that. It will happen. It's just a matter of who God is going to use. Is God going to use you and me, or he's going to use somebody else? Because remember, in Revelation 7, we read that people in heaven came from every nation, every tribe, every language. So God is going to do it.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book. because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Now, before I end my program, I want to mention to you that I would love to speak at your fellowship to further motivate the believers to love their neighbors and love their enemies and equip the believers to share Jesus effectively with them, including with Muslims. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. I will make every effort to go to as many churches as possible and share from the 40 years of experience and education that God gave me with your fellowship. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.